What do you make? Let's start with Governor Perry. What do you think about where we are with this?
There's a lot of differing opinions about Governor Perry across the country. Obviously, I think the Tea Party organizations in Texas are coming down on him a little bit in the fact that he has not been as strong as he would like to appear on illegal immigration. The Tea Parties of Texas recently sent a petition that was signed by thousands asking him to call a special session to deal with the sanctuary cities and prohibit those. And he, of course, has not responded, and we don't expect him to. We tried to get that through the general session. So, you know, in some cases, you know, he's grown government quite a bit in the 10 years that he's been here. So, you know, but a lot of people around the country, they certainly think that he's talking the talk, and they like the way that sounds.
Well, and that's the thing is people only know the talk that they hear from all these guys. I mean, whether it's Mitt Romney, Governor Perry, unless they've lived in that person's state, they don't have any background.
And really, you know, it's funny because the press is trying to put that it's now a two-horse race between Perry and Romney. You know, if you really think about the last time around, is no one would have guessed that John McCain would have been in. His campaign almost closed shop and went home, and then he ended up winning the nomination. So what I believe right now at this point is that it's anyone's game. We may not have seen everybody jump into the race yet. Palin still is rumored to be coming in, and who knows if that's going to happen or not. So I don't think that it's necessarily Romney or Perry, although I do think they probably have the advantage at this point.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it really comes down to money, doesn't it? I mean, as much as people want to think about grassroots organizing and, you know, getting people out to vote who normally might not, you know, you've got a guy in Rick Perry and Romney as well who can just raise so much money that it really is what a lot of people on right and left really detest about politics.
Well, certainly money is a big part of that, Scott, but I think in the Tea Party movement, one of the things we've tried to do here in Dallas since the inception of Tea Party is to encourage people to get out and vote in the primaries. That's where we really can affect change in what goes on in the State House and in Washington. In fact, we have divided our Tea Party group up here into neighborhood groups, and we're just about to kick off that effort again because less than, 7% of Americans vote in the primary, so a relatively small number of people are influencing and deciding who is going to run in the general election. So if you don't want to vote for Rick Perry, you don't want to vote for Mitt Romney, or you don't want to vote for Newt Gingrich, then get out and vote in the primary. And that's been our message all along.
What do you think about the sort of heated rhetoric we've heard? You know, a lot of people seized on Governor Perry's comments about Social Security and saying that it's a Ponzi scheme, it's a monstrous lie. I know that a lot of people agree with that. I even saw Chris Matthews the other day, who a lot of people think, you know, left-wing liberal, said, yeah, well, you know, I can see where people might think that. At the same time, you've got Mitt Romney on the attack there, thinking he sort of smells blood in the water. It seems to me that Romney was almost speaking as if he were the Democrat in a general election defending an entitlement program. I mean, didn't it sound that way to you?
Yeah, it did. I think Governor Perry probably is very much right in the fact that, look, I'll be 50 in November, and I don't think that I'll ever see a penny of Social Security money. But certainly I want, my mother lives on Social Security, and I know a great deal of people do, and we need to protect that for them. I just don't think there's any illusion that anyone today in their 20s is ever going to see a penny of that money. So in that way, I think he's right. I don't think that's the right message that people want to hear, because it scares people when they think that their Social Security check might be cut off under Governor Perry. And Romney did jump in on that as a weapon. But I think really Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. I think when it started, there was seven workers supporting each person on Social Security. Now I believe it's less than two. So there's no way it's going to survive long term. And I believe it's almost underwater right now, if I'm correct.
Tell me a little bit more of your thoughts about how you believe this is not a two-man race. This is really, really still wide open. I mean, everything else that I read about this, everything else I see, and I imagine you'll say some ugly things about the press, but everything else that I see, you know, gives me the sense that it really is a two-man race, and people like Bachman, people like Herman Cain, for example, they just don't have a shot. They shouldn't even be on the stage anymore.
Well, they certainly have a longer shot probably than Perry and Romney do at this point, because I think both Perry and Romney are acceptable to the Republican establishment, which is something that goes against the grain of the Tea Party. We certainly are calling for fiscal conservatism, not much more of what we had in, you know, the John McCain's and the Bob Doles in the past. It seems like every time the Republicans run a moderate Republican, we lose. When we run the conservatives, we win, or at least those we think are conservative at the time. So It's like the last in 08, no one really would have ever guessed that John McCain would have ended up being the nominee. He almost ended up closing his campaign and was down to just a bare bones staff. And then he caught wind and cut a couple of deals with some other candidates. And then he ended up winning the nomination. So it's still way early, Scott. And I think we may not have seen everyone jump in yet that's going to jump in. Sarah Palin is rumored to jump in. Who knows? We may see someone else come in before it's over. Ryan is still, even though he's denied it, it's still rumored to jump in. So who knows?
All right. Philip Dennis is at DallasTeaParty.org. Thank you.
Thank you, too.